Central New Yorkers applying for the 1,200 jobs at massive Amazon facilities in Clay and DeWitt might be keeping an eye on the outcome of the unionization effort at an Alabama warehouse. Workers there and at other Amazon facilities have complained about very demanding work conditions with few breaks and insufficient pandemic safety precautions. Syracuse University Whitman School Assistant Professor of Management Lynn Vincent says a yes vote would be momentous.
A yes vote here could galvanize workers in other locations, not just in the Syracuse location. I know other locations are watching Alabama. And we all are. Our eyes are on Alabama right now.
Vincent said a no vote won't stop the momentum. She says civil and workers' rights movements have been gaining traction over the past year or so.
This is part of a larger conversation that we as a nation are having about racial and economic disparities. So this conversation is not going away, regardless of the outcome of this vote.
She also noted that this is just a continuation of a tradition of unionization in the U.S., even as technology and the workforce changes over time.
Our technology has changed. The job that they're doing might change. But the expectations of very demanding physical jobs for comparably lower wages is the same. We also see the same pattern of power, where the workers collectively have considerably less power and opportunities than the organization does.
Alabama warehouse employees are getting support from Black Lives Matter, the NFL, and seem to have the empathetic ear of President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders, among other politicians. A cadre of House Democrats visited the warehouse earlier this month. Amazon, meanwhile, has aggressively tried to shut down any unionization effort, some of which Vincent says violates labor laws. Voting in Alabama is currently underway through the end of the month. A vote count takes place March 30th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.